At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Getting you ready for all of Saturday's betting action. This is Saturday Bet Prep on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This is Saturday Bet Prep right here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Greg Oops Peterson holding it down tonight, and we've got three absolutely tremendous hours. As I mean, this show's name is Saturday Bet Prep, so we've got to get you prepped on a little bit of everything. We are hitting football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and we are also going to be hitting some of the fight game with a little UFC. So we've got you covered on five sports tonight. Unfortunately, didn't have enough time to, you know, put in there some French Open, but we've got you covered here at the network, as I mean, we've got a little bit of everything going on tonight. It starts in 15 minutes because in the Stanley Cup Final, Game 1, that is going to be going down tomorrow, and we've got Andy McNeil, our ace in the hole when it comes to being able to take a look at the NHL here at the network. He does a great job with the VSiN Hockey Podcast. He is going to be joining me in 15 minutes. We're going to be taking a look at all the ins and outs of the NHL Stanley Cup Final. We're going to be taking a look to see where there might be a little bit of money to be made with regards to the Conn Smythe Trophy and so much more. So, going to be chatting with him in 15 minutes. Going to be taking a look at the NBA Finals in hour number one as well. Rain Palmer, he does great work over at The Ringer as one of their main sports betting analysts. He is going to be joining me. We're going to be diving into what he makes out of the series, some of his takeaways from Game 1, turn it forward to what is going to be an exciting Game 2 this weekend. So we've got you covered with the two major finals there, and then we've got you covered with some baseball here in hour number one. Steve Buchanan, he is one of the aces when it comes to DraftKings and a man that you're able to find at MLB Network. He is going to be joining me in 45 minutes. We are going to be chatting with him about what we're going to be seeing on Saturday, as we've actually got more than 15 games on the slate for Saturday. We've got 16 because there's a double dip between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox. So we've got you covered there in hour number one. And then in hour number two, Nick Days. He does great work taking a look at the fight game. He is going to be joining me, and we're going to be talking a little UFC with him. We're also going to be covering some NFL futures with him as well. So, you know what? We're going to be getting a little bit in there. We're going to get you guys some futures wagers to go along with what we are going to be seeing in terms of the fight card for this weekend. Nick Days, he does a great job with the Veterans Minimum podcast, which that's a part of the Blue Wires podcast network. And then in hour number three, Terrell Furman, he does great work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He is going to be joining me. We're going to be touching a little NFL, and we're going to be touching on the NBA, but we're also touching a little WNBA as well. So if that's not a loaded show, I don't know what to tell you. And What else was loaded on Friday is, yep, there is something that is sweeping baseball, and you always want to be able to just find things that are reliable, because I don't know about you, but in my 30 years on the face of planet Earth, there aren't too many things that are reliable, and I think we have found it here in the sports betting community now. It can dry up at any sort of time. You don't want to be blindly handicapping ever, but I think we have found something. And that would be the fact that on Friday, we saw Jordan Lyles get a start for the Kansas City Royals. And guess what the Royals do every single time Jordan Lyles gets a start? They take an L. 0-12 this year is the Kansas City Royals. And Jordan Lyles starts, and they go down, and they go down in a fiery heap of smoke. This by a count of 7-2, as you saw the Colorado Rockies be able to put a six spot up in the eighth inning, and this was just absolutely insane, because for Jordan Lyles, he lent his first good start since dinosaurs roamed the earth. He had given up 4-plus runs in each of his previous 10, and that's something that you do want to be looking at in this point of the baseball season. And if we're learning anything in Major League Baseball right now, it's that, you know what, some of the best plays, they aren't plays where they are getting super-duper cute. It's not one of those times where you need to go out there, you need to reinvent the wheel or anything like that. And I think that's something very big as a sports bettor. Yeah, it's really flashy to be able to hit that like big, giant, same-game parlay or what have you. And next time I ever tweet out a same-game parlay, you want to be checking to see if there is something wrong with me or something like that. Because I am not going to be giving out any of those. But what you do want to be doing is taking a look at the board and seeing, okay, what is going to be the return on investment if I place this bet 10 times, 20 times, 100 times, however many times you want to simulate it? Typically, I would say that you want a larger sample size, because the larger the better. But I mean, that's what you want to be taking a look at, because you can find some of these big underdog, like plus $2 bets or what have you. But I mean, if you've been taking like plus $2 on the Oakland A's all season long, they've won 12 stinking games thus far this season. You're down north of 24 units if you're getting plus $2 on every single one of your plays thus far this season. That is no good. Meanwhile, I mean, it's not sexy to be laying big numbers with the Oakland A's. And I mean, I personally look to reduce the juice a little bit more. Like when it came to the Miami Marlins versus Oakland A's game on Friday, I did not mess around with the money line. I took the run line of the Miami Marlins, which, I mean, sadly, we were actually getting a relatively solid price as well, which I don't know how you could have a 12-win team and you've got a Miami Marlins team that certainly there is going to be a lot of regression there, as hopefully we don't have regression on this show Saturday Bet Prep right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. But, I mean, certainly, when you've got a run differential of negative 40 and you've got a winning record, certainly that's not something that you want to be taking a look at too much. But I mean, you were able to get right around even money. You were able to get minus 110 if you were betting this just before first pitch. And if you were taking a look a little bit before first pitch, if you were looking at sort of the night before, you were actually able to find some plus money numbers to be able to lay a run and a half going up against the Oakland A's. And I mean, that's a really good move right there. I mean, it's just one of these things where you need to be taking a look. And it's not about finding the sexy play. It's about finding the winning play. And we are certainly learning that in baseball right now, though. I do think that there are clearly some teams that are ascending slash declining, and I do think that it is important to be taking a look at sort of these divisions, how these races are stacking up, because I do think that there's a clear have and have-nots in Major League Baseball as of right now, and I'm going to be hitting upon this a little bit more, especially in hour number two when I do my deep dive write-up pick for DraftKings Nation, aka DK Nation, because I'm going to be going to the National League Central for that one. But I mean, we've noticed with the two central divisions in Major League Baseball, they just aren't holding up their end of the bargain in comparison to the rest of Major League Baseball. Right now, you've got the Milwaukee Brewers a half a game up on the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are currently at 29-27, despite the fact that things have went badly down the toilet bowl for them. And the team that is in first place in the division, in the Milwaukee Brewers, they have a run differential that is second worst in the division, and the only team with the worst run differential is the team that, ironically enough, they're playing right now in the Cincinnati Reds, and the differential between those two teams is currently four runs. Meanwhile, you've got an AL Central where, You've got one team with a run differential that is above a negative 34 in the Minnesota Twins, and there is a clear have and have nots, and you do want to be gauging this night in and night out, because that means that when it comes to these AL East divisional matchups, that we are going to be finding more and more. When it comes to like the Red Sox taking on the Rays, which we're going to be seeing a pair of those games on Saturday, no doubt about it. The Orioles are going to be playing a lot of divisional games within the next few weeks as well. Makes you think, okay, maybe this should be a little bit more closely priced. And I always think that that is one of the more difficult things to do, because in a lot of sports, you just have interconference / interdivision, insert whatever sort of adjective that you want here, games, and you get a lot of consistency. In Major League Baseball, the way that the schedule is set up this year, every team is going to be playing everyone. So the Milwaukee Brewers, who, I mean, they are my team personally, they're going to be playing the Texas Rangers. They're going to be playing the Minnesota Twins. You're able to go down your list of American League teams unlike times, many, many times in the past. Meanwhile, they are going to be playing fewer games within their division as well, which means that you're able to get more of a read as to, okay, how are these teams faring in comparison to the rest of the league? And right now, they just aren't necessarily holding up, which I do think is very interesting to take a look at. And that manifests itself a lot in other sports as well, because with Major League Baseball, I think that it is going to be a nice little case study to see, okay, is there maybe going to be teams that are lagging behind a little bit more? Because when it comes to like the NFL, for example, we saw it last year where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were essentially like your 16 seed, for lack of a better term, in the NFL playoffs when it came to that, when it came to just the way that they were playing in regards to the NFC South. The NFC South just was not able to come up with a quality team, and someone had to win that division. But by default, because they do have to play six games within the division, you're able to get a couple automatic wins. What happens when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers reach the playoffs? Not such a good result. And I always think that this is so important to take a look at. Take a look at just who these teams are playing against, because we find it so much when it comes to college sports. Because in college sports, you get a lot more interconference matchups towards the back half of the season. You're not going to be finding, like, for instance, the Indiana Hoosiers playing against like some Big 12 team when it comes to the back half of the season, and then they get pitted up against one another, whether that be in the NCAA tournament, in the NIT, what have you, and all of a sudden you're realizing, oh, there's a talent disparity. And I feel like we see that in so many sports as well, and it's coming to light right now with the way that the Miami Heat just are not holding up their end of the bargain against the Denver Nuggets, because when it came to the Denver Nuggets, they were playing against a bunch of teams that in the West, there wasn't too much of a gap in general. And now you're seeing with the Miami Heat, a team that they just barely got by in the East. I think that that's coming to the forefront a little bit more as well. Now, they did have to knock off some good teams in the Milwaukee Bucks along with the Boston Celtics along the way, but you're currently seeing that come to light right now, and that's always something that I think is very important to highlight. And we're going to be looking to highlight all these sports here on Saturday Bet Prep, as we're going to be talking a little combat sports in hour number two, but we've got to hit on the major finals here in hour number one. We're going to be hitting a little NHL here next with Andy McNeil. It does great work here at the network. And then in about 15 to 20 minutes, we're going to be talking some NBA finals with Ream Palmer. So we lead things off with the Stanley Cup next on Saturday Bet Prep on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
day.
This is Saturday Bet Prep on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Take your sports betting game to the next level with a VSiN Pro subscription. You're able to sign up now for just $9.99. This gives you access to everything that we do. That includes daily pro picks on all the summer action, which includes NFL and college football futures, premium analysis from our top teams of handicappers, along with industry experts, 24/7 access to video, and pro tools like our exclusive betting splits that allow you to see where the public and the sharp money is going to give you an edge. Start betting smarter. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe, and you're able to sign up now with a nice introductory dollar offer of $9.99. As we're back here on Saturday Bet Prep on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and great to be joined by this man. He is one of our top handicappers. He does an amazing job taking a look at the game of hockey and does a great job with the Hockey Betting Podcast as well, which you're able to find wherever you get your podcasts, as it is Andy McNeil joining me. And Andy, it's always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm a little disappointed you didn't convert that $9.99 into Canadian currency for me, though. You know, Matt Brown usually does that, so.
My goodness. Matt Brown is absolutely terrific. I'm going to need to do that for the next time because I did not know ahead of time. Now that I know, I've got that in the memory bank. I will pull that up on my computer, and we're going to get that all covered because I know that you, Andy, you do a great job of getting us covered with so much great hockey analysis, and now we're down to it. It is the Stanley Cup. It gets going in less than 24 hours. Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers, and the series price is very similar to what we're finding in Game 1. Most places have the series price right in that neighborhood, about minus 130 or so, with the Vegas Golden Knights being the favorite. And if you're taking a look at Game 1, it's went up a little bit. I'm seeing a lot of places popping to more like minus 135. I'm seeing a stray minus 140 on the money line, but finding anywhere between about minus 132 and minus 140. We'll lead off with Game 1 first. How do you take a look at this first game with the Florida Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, with both of these teams having a relatively good amount of rest?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how fresh these teams are or how rusty they are on Saturday night. But just a quick note about the series price and the game price and in comparison, I think it's a little bit peculiar that the game one price is where it is and the series price is actually lower than that. There's more variance in game one. And I think it's you know, more likely that Florida wins a game than it is that they win the entire series. So I actually think the series price should be higher than the game one price. And I found myself betting the Vegas Golden Knights to win the series. But as far as game one goes, like you said, both teams, they've got a fair amount of rest here. And you really don't know until you know. There haven't been too many instances where teams have had this sort of layoff heading into such a big Stanley Cup final. And the goaltending specifically, I mean, I think you've got to be concerned about Sergei Bobrovsky. Goaltenders really like to stay in the rhythm, as most players do, but I think it's especially important for goaltenders not to disrupt that. And it'll be interesting to see if Bobrovsky just regresses or reverts back to where he was in the regular season after such a long layoff. But as far as game one goes, I do have a couple of player props. I'm actually in the process of posting them on VSiN.com right now. I did talk about one of the player props on the live one-hour episode of the VSiN Hockey Betting Podcast on Thursday, and that's Alex Pietrangelo over 2.5 shots at plus 130. I'm also betting Shea Theodore over 2.5 shots at plus 140. I think both of these players offer value in terms of going over their shot prop totals. Because if you look at the Eastern Conference Final, and the Hurricanes and Panthers only played four games, five really, because they played an extra three overtime periods in game one. But the Carolina defensemen, the blue line, really generated a lot of shots and shot attempts. You look at the top four players in shots per 60 minutes from the conference finals. You see four names there: Brent Burns, Brett Pesce, Shea Theodore, and Alex Pietrangelo. So I think the theme is going to continue here. Shea Theodore actually led all defensemen in the conference finals in unblocked shots at about 10 per 60 minutes. And Alex Pietrangelo actually led all players in shot attempts with 35 in six games versus Dallas. So Pietrangelo didn't go over his shot prop as much as Theodore did. He went over in four out of the six games. Pietrangelo only went over in two out of the final three games. But I like both players to generate some shots in game one against this Florida defense that's been giving up a lot of shots from the blue line.
And I do think that that's a good point that you bring up. The Vegas Golden Knights have been very good at being able to create shots here in the playoffs. And to your point, the Florida Panthers, they have been allowing a lot of shots to be taken, as we are being joined by Andy McNeil, who does great work here at the network, taking a look at the great game of hockey right here on Saturday Bet Prep. And when it comes to the overall series, because you mentioned it, I think that the real key is Sergei Bobrovsky. What are we going to be able to get out of him, not just in game one, but for the overall series? Is this a case where, with a hot goalie like Sergei Bobrovsky, if he's able to have a good game one, game two, get off to a nice start, that's able to manifest itself? Or is this one of these cases where you try to see, okay, is it maybe a case where he comes out strong and then fades down the stretch, which could lead to a little bit less slash more value on the Golden Knights as the season, as the series goes along?
I mean, the longer this goes on, the harder it is to see Bobrovsky maintaining that level of play. I mean, I think, you know, with goaltending, every game is a fresh slate, and you pretty much roll the dice, and you know, lately the dice have been loaded for Sergei Bobrovsky, but like we just talked about, this layoff is a concern. I don't know if I would necessarily overreact to a bad game one. I think you do have to give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, this is a two-time Vezina winning trophy goaltender. He hasn't been great or good for the last number of years, and he's never been able to live up to this huge contract that he's got in Florida. But he has in these playoffs, and it's becoming a pretty decent sample of games where he has been lights out. So I think he does deserve the benefit of the doubt if the Florida Panthers do happen to falter in game one and it ends up laying at his feet as far as the blame goes.
Yep, and I do think that it is so interesting to as well take a look at the awards market with the Conn Smythe Trophy, because Bobrovsky, he is currently the favorite, as I think that he deserves to be. The way that he has played thus far in the postseason has been absolutely amazing. He's currently at a plus 210. Matthew Tkachuk, he had over 100 points during the regular season. He finds himself at plus 290. And then you go down the list, you're going to find a bunch of Golden Knights. Like, Jack Eichel is the number one shot with regards to the Golden Knights at plus 425. You've got Wild Bill, William Carlson at 7-1, along with Marcus Schultz, along with Mark Stone at 10-1. Is there anyone that you think has a little bit of value in terms of this market? Because I do think that if the Florida Panthers are going to be able to win this series, it's probably going to be largely due to Bobrovsky. And I mean, I just think that any goalie that you're able to find a little bit further down the line, like I'm seeing Aiden Hill for the Golden Knights at 12-1, that's relatively good value, in my opinion.
Yeah, so as far as Bobrovsky goes, I thought it was interesting. ESPN writer Greg Wyshynski polled some writers a few days ago and found that Matthew Tkachuk was actually leading by a few votes in the first place voting for the Conn Smythe, which I thought was a bit surprising. But I think when you step back and think about it, Bobrovsky, I mean, he has to maintain this level of play to some degree in order to win the award, I think. And whereas Tkachuk, I mean, regardless of how the Florida Panthers win, if they are able to win the Stanley Cup, I think Tkachuk is going to be a big factor. And that's, I think, what people are taking into consideration here when looking ahead and maybe, you know, making a guess as to where these players will be in 4, 5, 6 games or so. As far as Aiden Hill goes, I just really struggle with the fact that he didn't play in round one. He didn't come in until game two of the second round versus the Oilers. And he's been great, but he hasn't really stolen the Vegas Golden Knights any games. Their defense has done a lot more to help him out than the Florida Panthers defense has done to help out Sergei Bobrovsky. And I think the only way Aiden Hill can really outshine some of his teammates like Eichel and Marchessault is if it comes down to a goaltending duel, where both goaltenders are locked in and not allowing much, and Aiden Hill somehow finds a way to outplay Sergei Bobrovsky and post something ridiculous like a 935, 940 save percentage in 6 or 7 games. I think that's the path for Aiden Hill to win, and that means he's going to have to play perfect for another 5 or 6 games here in this Stanley Cup final, and I think that's just kind of unlikely.
Yep, it is kind of unlikely, but I do think that it is going to be a great Stanley Cup final. It all gets going on Saturday, and I know that you have been grinding all season long. Andy, you do a terrific job here taking a look at everything on the ice for us all season long, and now it's coming to a peak. Always do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Greg. Have a great night, bud.
Always good to have Andy McDeal aboard. He does amazing work here at the network, and if you aren't subscribed to the VSiN Hockey Podcast, you're able to find that wherever you get your podcast. He does a great job with another one of our friends, Danny Burke, as well. So it was great to be able to take a look at the Stanley Cup Final. Now let's take a look at the NBA Finals that's coming up next. We're talking to Raheem Palmer, who does great work over at Action Network, to be able to dive into Game 2 of the NBA Finals right here on Saturday Bet Prep on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Saturday Bet Prep on VSiN, the sports betting network.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, and new customers can place a $5 wager and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code VSiN when you sign up. As we're back here on Saturday Bet Prep on VSiN, the sports betting network. Great to be joined by Raheem Palmer. Does great work over at The Ringer, taking a look at the game of basketball. And I know you've been getting into a little bit of baseball as well, so always love to see that, and always great to have you aboard, Raheem. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. You know, just an honor to come on here. We had a great time back in the fall with me coming up into the studio, so glad to be back.
Glad to have you aboard, and glad that we've got the NBA Finals happening as well as in Game 1. It was a nice win and cover for the Denver Nuggets. And before we take a look at Game 2 and the entirety of the series, is there anything that really did stand out to you in Game 1? Because I think the biggest thing for me is that the final score did not indicate how big of a butt-kicking this actually was by the Denver Nuggets. They were in control of the entire game, and I was very impressed by them, but was not surprised just given the short turnaround for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that stood out to me is that this Miami Heat team is small. I mean, Denver absolutely dominated inside. I mean, you saw in the first quarter, Nikola Jokic didn't even do anything, and Aaron Gordon was scoring at will. And it just appears that the Denver Nuggets, they have a mismatch anywhere they want it, whether it's, you know, Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, Michael Porter Jr. I mean, Michael Porter Jr. didn't even have a great game, and he still was dominant. So it's just the Denver Nuggets are going to be able to get whatever they wanted, and it just feels like the Miami Heat are completely – and they're just completely overmatched here.
Yep, I do not disagree with you there. I do think that the Miami Heat, they're really going to be up against it, and we're finding a line for Game 2 relatively similar to what we saw in Game 1. The total is ticked down based on what we saw in Game 1, and I do think that that is very appropriate. It's currently right around 215, 215 and a half with the Denver Nuggets. Opened up as 9-point favorites. Now you're finding that line more around 8.5, so it's toggled a little bit downward. But what do you make out of Game 2? Because I do expect a better effort from the Miami Heat. I don't think that they're going to be able to steal a game from Denver, but I do think that the adjustments that Eric Spoelstra is going to be able to make, I think that there is some credence to it. At the same time, to your point, I do think that this is a Heat team that just overall for this series is outgunned.
Yeah, I think the Heat are really in trouble. Now, I mean, I do think they should be able to perform a little bit better. I mean, you saw that they only had 2 free throws in Game 1. And I think Jimmy Butler came out in a press conference and said they needed to attack more. Now, I mean, they did outshoot the Nuggets from 3, but it felt like they didn't even get the Nuggets' best effort. I mean, the Nuggets only scored 104 points in Game 1. I mean, you look at a guy like Michael Porter Jr., he was 2-for-11 from behind the arc. You look at Jamal Murray, he was 2-for-7 from behind the arc. You look at Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 1-for-3 from behind the arc. So the Nuggets could play a lot better. I think, you know, the one thing that we saw in Game 1 is that there were just 91 possessions. A really slow-paced game, but I don't think we got the offensive play that I necessarily expected, and I think we'll see an improvement with the offenses in Game 2.
And I think that something that the Miami Heat run into as well is that they can make all the adjustments that they want, but Nikola Jokic just has so many ways of being able to affect the game. Like, a prop that I was seeing prior to the NBA Finals, obviously it's not available now, but for Nikola Jokic to be able to put up a triple-double in every game in the NBA Finals at 21-1, I honestly thought I had really good value, because if you think that this is going to be a series that is going to be 5 games or less, and typically you're actually laying a small number, I'm seeing right around about minus 130, minus 135 for him to average a triple-double, you just try to roll it over, you're not going to be able to get 21-1 on your money. And I think that that's really the big thing that the Heat run into, because no matter what they do, I mean, Nikola Jokic is just able to use something else in his tool bag to be able to get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, Nikola Jokic, he can do every single thing that you could ask for. I mean, from a center, he's a point center, really. I mean, you're looking at a guy who, you know, in Game 1, he had 27 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds. Now, there's a prop out there at a sports book. It's a Ringer sponsored sports book, and they actually have Nikola Jokic to average a triple-double in the finals, parlay with the Nuggets to win the series at minus 135. So you can go grab that at a sports book right now. It's under Ringer specials. You can look out for that. You guys should know where to find it. So minus 135, I think you're getting a good price on it.
I don't think that that's a bad price, considering he's already got a triple-double average to start out with right now, because he was able to have a good Game 1. And to your point, I don't even feel like he had necessarily had the world's greatest Game 1, as we're being joined by Raheem Palmer, does great work over at The Ringer right here on Saturday Bet Prep, because I honestly thought that that was a pedestrian game, but just with the way that Nikola Jokic plays, he's able to put up a triple-double almost, I mean, sleepwalking might not be the appropriate term for it, but not necessarily playing his A-plus game, and I think that that really has the Miami Heat in trouble, because certainly Max Strus, he can't shoot any worse than he did in Game 1. He could duplicate it, but he can't get worse than shooting 0 of 10 from the floor. But I do think that even with the adjustments that the Miami Heat make, would it be enough to be able to cover an 8.5 to a 9? Maybe, but I just can't see a scenario where they steal this game.
Yeah, I have a tough time thinking they're going to steal this game, but I do think they're in range for covering. And I think a big reason why is because, you know, the Denver Nuggets, they're not one of those teams that completely steps on teams. They're one of those teams who, you know, they kind of just play for the win. So, as you saw in Game 1, the Miami Heat were in covering range down the stretch. And if they could have knocked down, you know, 2 or 3 consecutive jump shots, you know, maybe they make it interesting. So, I could see Game 2 being a game where the Miami Heat, you know, maybe they cover a first half and keep it close for a while before the Denver Nuggets, you know, run away with it. Or, you know, maybe the Denver Nuggets are running away with it and Miami Heat sneaks through the back door. I just, it's tough.
Yep, it really is, because I do think that there might be a little bit of value here with an 8.5 to a 9. Certainly, if you're able to get this back to a 9, as I think that this is probably going to ping pong back and forth between that 8.5 to a 9 number, I would say there might be a little bit of value there. But I also do think that it is interesting that the total tick downward, which I personally thought it was too high coming in because we were seeing more around 219, 219 and a half in game one. Do you think the appropriate number is now up here in game two, or might there still be a little bit of value to the under? Because I know that you were alluding to the slow pace that we saw in game one.
Well, this is tough for me just because, I mean, you're seeing 91 possessions, which is, I mean, absolutely, it's incredibly slow. But I think you're going to see an increase in offense in game two. I think, you know, the Miami Heat, at some point, they're going to have to decide that, you know, maybe we just go small. We just have to outscore them just because they have no chance of actually, you know, matching big for big with them. So maybe we could see Caleb Martin lose some minutes. Maybe we could see more Kevin Love. But it's tough for me to imagine that, you know, we're going to go into game two and the Miami Heat are only going to get two free throws. And then it's tough for me to imagine that the Denver Nuggets are only going to score 104 points. I mean, the Denver Nuggets were just 8 of 27 from three. So I do think we saw this total at 213. I think it's a reason it jumped up to 215. And I actually lean towards the over right now.
I like that look from you. And is there any player in particular that you think might have a little bit of value, might be able to have a bigger game too, whether that be someone on the Denver Nuggets, because I know that someone that's been able to catch a lot of player props here in the playoffs is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and I always think that he's always a threat to be able to make a few threes, or maybe it's a player or two on the Miami Heat.
Well, I mean, in game one, I went on a Bill Simmons podcast like the other day, and I said we should be playing Caleb Martin unders. I think he was like at 15 and a half.
Good old so high, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's just not going to continue to be the guy that he was last game. I think you have to continue to stick with Michael Porter Jr. I mean, like, right now, he's going to continue to get rebounds. I mean, he had, like, 10 rebounds in game one. His rebounding prop is, like, 8.5. I probably would still go over. I probably would play a Michael Porter Jr. double-double. I also would probably go back to the well with his three-pointers. I think his three-point prop is over 2.5. I mean, it's heavily juiced, but I think he can hit that. He was 2 for 11 from three. I think he starts to make them in game two. So,
and in terms of the over 8.5 rebounds, you're actually able to find that at a +110 value as well. So I think that that's a relatively good look on that front. And for a Porter, yep, he is back at 2.5 threes. I'm seeing right around -145, -150. So it is a little bit juiced up, but he took 11 threes in game number one. And you got to think that if he's taking 10 plus threes in game number two, he's going to be able to knock down a few of those. So I like that look. And Raheem, I mentioned it a little bit before. We've got about a minute left. You've been doing a great job on the baseball front. Anything that you might be taking a look at for Saturday?
I haven't gotten into my handicap for Saturday yet. I just was, vetting some stuff before. But if you guys check on my Twitter, I am Rostradamus. I'll make sure I'll give something out for tomorrow.
And if you're watching on VSiN.com, you've got the Phillies jersey behind you. They were unable to come up clutch in game number one of their series against Washington Nationals, as Zach Wheeler just not the same pitcher on the road that he is at home. But I do think that for the Phillies, things are going to be looking up for them a little bit further on down the series. And things are always looking up whenever we get you on, Raheem. You do an amazing job over at The Ringer, and always do appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. I mean, now that I look at the card, I lean towards the New York Yankees tomorrow with Gerrit Cole on the mound. That's a lean for me. But, you know, I'll have an official play on my Twitter tomorrow.
Michael Grove has been getting destroyed. That is one that I am going to be on as well. So I love that. Always love getting Raheem Palmer aboard. He does great work at The Ringer. So big thanks to him for joining me right here on Saturday Bet Prep. And coming up next, we were talking a little baseball towards the end of that segment. How about if we keep the baseball chatter going? Steve Buchanan, who does great work at DraftKings, he joins me in studio next on Saturday Bet Prep on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John? That's
my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. That's my game.
This is Saturday Bet Prep on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our VSiN shows and guests. You'll also receive unlimited access to our picks page, which is vsin.com/picks, where you're able to sort all these picks by sport, matchup, event date, and so much more. Check out the top VSiN experts leaderboard, letting you view betting records, profitability, return on investment, and see who's all getting the hot end for VSiN Pro Picks, betting splits, power rankings, 24/7 access to video, and so much more. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. You're able to sign up for just $9.99, and that's over at vsin.com/subscribe. As we're back here on Saturday, Bet Prep on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and no longer am I alone at the desk. We've got Steve Buchanan. He does great work at DraftKings, and I know you're able to see him from time to time on MLB Network as well. And Steve, always great to get you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure. I mean, if I'm out in Vegas, I have to make a stop by VSiN. This is my first time in Vegas in a long time. So I'm glad I could make the stop in here as well.
And I'm glad that you were able to make it as well. And first things first, before we dive into a few games for Saturday, what have you made out of the entirety of the MLB season? Because we're seeing scoring up just a little bit, but yeah. I feel like bookmakers, for one, have done an incredible job with the totals because, I mean, it's darn near 50-50 overs and unders thus far this season. But I feel like there's just a clear value on a lot of these teams that they've been demonstrative favorites against the, let's call it what it is, dregs of the league, like the A's, the Royals, right. Insert your bad team here.
Yeah, it's been tough, too, because, like, there's so many bad teams out there, I feel like. Oy. Like, you look at, like, the AL Central, every team except the Twins, I believe they won today,
yep.
Are under 500 at this point. So I feel like there's just been so many of these massive favorites that it has me looking at run lines a lot because of like, I'm not looking to pay like minus 250, minus 240 on some of these huge favorites, like, you know, against teams like the A's or whatnot. It's just, you know, too much of a price for me, but I can get those run lines, maybe like a minus 140 or a minus 150. So it's made me play a lot more of these run lines because there are just so many bad teams that these other good teams haven't been able to beat up on.
And it doesn't sound sexy to be like, oh, I'm fading the Oakland A's. Right, I'm fading right. The Royals today.
Anybody can say that.
There's not going to be anyone that's like, oh, way to go.
Right,
way to
exactly.
Not reinvent the wheel. But, I mean, it's all about profitability.
Yep.
And that's what we care about here. And, hey, how about if we take a look at the Royals game that is going to be coming up for Saturday, as it is the Rockies and it is the Royals with a total, in most places, I'm finding this at a 9. We're seeing a little bit of a tick up to a 9.5. And
yep.
The Royals, they're about a minus 140 to a minus 145 favorite, which I am not going to be willing to lay that
oh,
sort
no
of
way.
Number with the Royals
no
at this
way.
Point. But That said, I know that you like the over in this spot. Take me through what you're taking a look at in this matchup.
Yeah, so if you look at these two teams, like, we don't have two teams that have been great with the over. Like, the Royals have been the worst team in Major League Baseball hitting the over. They're 20-36 on the season. The Rockies are right in that realm as well, 27-31. But it's this pitching matchup that really kind of caught my attention. Even if these two bad teams are playing against each other, I think we can definitely get some runs in these games. You got Austin Gomber going for the Rockies. I mean, he's just been putrid at home, on the road, doesn't matter. On the road, almost a 4.5 ERA, 3.24 WOBA, which is a stat I really like to look at. And then you got Daniel Lynch going on the other side, only making his second start of the year for the Royals. Didn't look sharp in the minor league during his rehab starts. He pitched about 18 and a third inning, a lot of mixed results there. So I just like this matchup here for, you know, relatively two bad offenses, but going against some really bad pitching, and especially the bullpens in both games. Like, there is no strength in the bullpens on either one, either team in this game. So I just think this is a good game to target that over. You said a lot of nines, some nines and a half out there, but I think this game gets into double digits for sure.
And something to be mindful of for the Rockies. They actually do have a pair of guys that are trustworthy in the bullpen, Brent Suter along with Daniel Bard. Both of those guys got used up on Friday.
Right.
So that is a big key for me, in my opinion, as well. And I mean, with Austin Gomber, he's been getting gombered up all season long. So.
He's been brutal, yeah, for sure.
That is relatively rough, and we saw that Royals bullpen on full display.
Yep.
It made me a little bit of money, so I was happy about that, and I'm a little bit surprised by this one. You're on this one with me. We've got the Minnesota Twins at the Cleveland Guardians. Most places have this right around about a minus 130. I'm seeing as high as minus 135, as low as minus 125,
yep,
with the Twins being favored. It's Logan Allen going for the Guardians and Sonny Gray going for the Minnesota Twins. And I like Logan Allen. He's called up to the big leagues.
Yep.
He has been rock solid. But with the Cleveland Guardians, this offense has been dead last in the big leagues in so many categories that I just can't be willing to only get about a plus 115 or so with them in this matchup with Sonny Gray, who still is not a lot of home run this year.
Yeah, and it's amazing, too, because it's like Sonny Gray, to me, has been the most underappreciated pitcher in Major League Baseball this year. You just mentioned it hasn't allowed a home run so far this year. Like, we're into June now, and hasn't let one get out of the park there. And you also mentioned, too, a big point, like, the Guardians' offense has been putrid. Like, we're talking about, you know, maybe Aaron Judge's record might be broken already this year with Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge. The real thing here is if one of those guys are going to surpass the Cleveland Guardians in home runs already, because I don't know what the total was today, but the Guardians have 33 home runs on
the
season.
They're still stuck at 33.
It is unbelievable. Now, they are hitting for some power. They have a good amount of doubles that they hit, but they're also near the bottom of the league in runs scored. They have only scored more runs than the Tigers and the Athletics. Those are the only two teams that they have outscored so far this season. But you look at this matchup here, I don't think it's relatively close. I think Sonny Gray is by far the superior pitcher in this game. Like I mentioned, just the lack of hitting from the Guardians. So if I'm getting minus 130, minus 135 for as good as Sonny Gray has been, I'm going to take that every single time. I just think this game is a little bit too mispriced. I get that the Twins' offense has not been strong, but Sonny Gray, for me, has been that good.
Yeah, Sonny Gray has been good. And for the Guardians, they're able to overcome a lack of power because last year they had guys that moved
right
the line. Andrés Giménez, Amed Rosario, Oscar Gonzalez. They aren't doing that this year, and that's been the big difference for them, as we're being joined by Steve Buchanan. Does great work at DraftKings. He is joining me right here in studio for Saturday Bet Prep. And let's take a look at a game that just went final between the Yankees and the Dodgers, and
yep,
it did not go the way of the New York Yankees, as Luis Severino got completely shelled, and now we've got a total of 8.5 for this one between Michael Grove and Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole, solid pitcher, a former Cy Young Award winner.
Yep.
Michael Grove,
not
a future Cy Young Award winner, in my opinion, either. Certainly, this is a spot where, I mean, the Yankees are now between a minus 120 to a minus 125 favorite. This is coming downward, and I do not agree with that one bit, but I know you're taking a look at the total as well in this spot. Take me through this one, because with the LA Dodgers, it's been interesting because they don't hit for a great average, but I mean, if you look at the other metrics in terms of hitting, they've been rock solid.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, they're scoring in bunches, and I think that's the biggest reason here. If you look at Gerrit Cole's numbers, he was absolutely rock solid during the month of April. Like, that he was, like, early talks, like, he's always one of the front candidates to win the Cy Young, but he was starting off the season like that. The month of May went completely opposite. He didn't give up one home run during the month of April, gave up 8 in the month of May. Like, they really were hitting him hard during that month. And then if obviously you look at this Dodgers lineup, obviously a lot of boppers in that lineup there. They can hit the ball, hit the long ball there. And then Michael Grove on the other side. Like, the Yankees offense has been extremely inconsistent. Like, there's a couple nights where they'll score 10 runs in a row, and then they'll go on this stretch where it's one or two runs. But in this matchup here, going up against Michael Grove, who should be out of this game relatively early, and not because he's, you know, did a great job, it's because he was struggling on the mound. So I just think with these two offenses here, we saw a lot of runs here tonight. I think this is a spot to target. And one thing with Cole too, the deeper into the games he's been getting, the worse he's actually been. The third time through the order, opposing hitters are hitting just under 300 against him. They've tagged him for the 11 of the 24 runs that he's allowed so far on the year. So if he gets deep into that game, that's really where the trouble spot has been. And that Yankees bullpen has been inconsistent is probably the best way to say that.
And the Dodgers bullpen has been terrible this
year. Right, for sure. So 8.5 runs, I like the over on this one. If this was set at 9.5, I'd probably, you know, would shy away from this, but at 8.5, I think you got some juice there.
Yep, and with Michael Grove, it's just
right.
Not someone that I want any part of whatsoever, so I like the fact that this price is coming downward because I was looking at the Yankees to start with, and now that makes it even more solid for me. And how about if we wrap things up with an underdog? I know that you're taking a look at the Chicago Cubs for Saturday, facing off against the San Diego Padres. A man that knows about the Cubs all too well, Yu Darvish, is going to be on the bump at Drew Smiley. Goes for the Cubs. Take me through this one, because with the San Diego Padres, the bullpen pitching has actually been really good for the team, but man, when is that offense going to come alive?
Yeah, that's been obviously one of the biggest disappointments all season long. San Diego has not performed well as a favorite. They're 17-18 on the year. So getting plus 140 on the Cubs, I like that a lot here. I mean, Darvish has not been good. He really struggles against lefties, and the Cubs have the ability to go really heavy on lefties, and that's what really kind of caught my attention. The other night, Zach Eflin was pitching against him, and the Cubs had 5 lefties in that lineup. If they do something pretty similar against Darvish, who walks a lot of these guys, his WOBA is really high against him, I think this is a good spot. And Drew Smiley, another pitcher who has just been phenomenal, better than his numbers, I think, actually show at this point. Expected ERA of 2.96. Smiley's been fantastic. I think he has no problem shutting down this offense.
Yep, and if Drew Smiley does not get tackled by Yan Gomes, he might have had a perfect game.
Breaking up that no-hitter!
Oh, man, that was absolutely epic. But I do think that we've got ourselves a really good slate that is going to be going down for Saturday. I personally am going to be doing a little bit of a write-up for a different game as well that is going to be coming up at hour number 2. So that's On Tap. And Steve, I know you've got a lot of great work on tap for us. You do an amazing job at DraftKings. I really appreciate the time tonight. Thank
you. Yeah, anytime, man. Thank you so much.
Great to be able to get Steve Buchanan aboard. And coming up next right here on Saturday Bet Prep, I do get you guys that deep dive pick in the MLB for this Saturday on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Get pro-level insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's Betting Splits. See what people are betting and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Track up-to-the-minute percentage of bets placed on a matchup. Compare that to the breakdown of money spent on the same matchup to find an edge. For betting splits, live odds, line moves, and power ratings, plus game analysis, become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Head to vsin.com/subscribe.
Hey guys, this is Matt Brown from VSiN, the sports betting network. If you want some help betting golf, then VSiN has the perfect podcast for you. It's called Long Shots. Each week, Wes Reynolds, Kelly Bidlin, and myself give you 2 episodes breaking down every aspect of that week's tournament to help you as a golf bettor. We analyze the courses, run statistical models, and give our thoughts on all the top players. We also give out our favorite bets for outright winners, matchups, props, finishing positions, and more. Subscribe to VSiN's Long Shots wherever you get your podcasts.
If you didn't catch Follow the Money, here's what you missed.
All right, so the way that the Premier League operates, Paulie, and they play all their games at the same exact time on the final day of the regular season, is magical. It's actually something that American sports leagues have kind of done and adjusted to over the years as well, and it's awesome. Usually, you know how it goes, like in week 18 of the NFL's regular season, so many games at 10 o'clock out here Pacific time, then a bunch of games same time at 1:25. But with all that drama, who's going to get relegated, it came down to Leicester City being involved, and they actually now go from being Premier League champs 7 years ago to now basically playing in the minor leagues.
Well, how about they finished in eighth place last year, too?
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Right.
about that fall from grace. You're right about the drama. They do it the right way.
Follow the Money, weekdays at 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Not sure of a winner for next year's college basketball season? Let's take a look at the odds to simply make the Final Four in the 2024 season. I'm Ben Wilson at VSiN, the sports betting network. Despite an early crash out in last year's NCAA tournament, the Duke Blue Devils are the favorites on the odds board to make the Final Four at plus 380 after losing in the second round last year. Second year for head coach John Shire does return three starters. Meanwhile, Kansas, usually at the top of the odds board here, they're plus 450, also an early round loss, going down in the second round last season to Arkansas. Then there's Kentucky, have the number one recruiting class in the country coming in for coach John Calipari, plus 475. Then there's UConn, who are coming off their fifth national title, most of any school since 1999, sitting at 5-1, along with fellow Big East school Marquette, who was a two seed that lost in round two, also at 5-1.
For the latest odds, injury reports, and betting splits, go to VSiN.com.
Do you have 10 bucks? Are you eager to place a bet? This summer, instead of betting with your gut, make that $10 count and become a VSiN Pro subscriber to elevate your betting game to the next level. With exclusive content, daily picks, and cutting-edge tools, VSiN can help sharpen those square edges so you can bet with confidence. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe, sign up for our introductory offer at $9.99 for the first month, and join us on the Sports Betting Network. That's VSiN.com/subscribe.
With the Nuggets and Heat battling it out in the NBA Finals, VSiN is your courtside ticket. Follow our expert handicappers as they give exclusive insights, analyze markets, and use predictive analytics to set you up to bet the NBA Finals. From tip-off to the final buzzer, VSiN provides the edge you need. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber for access to everything you need to bet the Heat and Nuggets. Sign up at VSiN.com/subscribe to join VSiN, the sports betting network.
This is VSiN, the sports betting network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.